beautiful. You know, it reminds me of, it's just so meditative. What do you call that?
Mantra meditation. In other words, it's audible, obviously, not silent meditation. The drawback of silent meditation is that you can easily be distracted by a sight or a sound or a smell that intrudes, and it can wreck your whole meditation session. For instance, if you're trying to silently meditate and someone says, pizza, pizza, then you're going to be thinking about pizza for the whole rest of the time and not about whatever it was you wanted to focus on. But wherever you're singing and you're engaging your hands and playing instruments and you're using your ears to hear the sound vibrations and seeing the beautiful pictures and smelling the incense and flowers in the temple, then someone may say pizza, pizza, or there may be the smell of pizza come into the room and you might be momentarily distracted, but you can get back on track because your senses are experiencing a higher taste.
That was Sri Hanuman Das. Sri Hanuman Das playing the harmonium, Wendy Kilpack playing the karatals, and of course that was you, Charudas, on the drums. What were you chanting?
Hare Krishna is called the Maha Mantra in India. There are many mantras that have been chanted since time immemorial, and basically they're just names of God chanted melodiously and repetitively to enliven one, to purify one's consciousness, and to glorify the Supreme Lord. Specifically, Krishna is a name for God, which means all attractive. Ram is another name for God, which means the highest pleasure absolute, and Hare is an invocatory term. There are many, many mantras in India because people believe, just like we do, that the name of God has special potency. And so they associate with God directly by chanting his bona fide names. But of all the different mantras that have been practiced in India, this is called the Maha Mantra, the greatest or the most popular. And we chant it so much, in fact, that we become known as the Hare Krishnas.
And really, it can go on for a long time because it's just the same thing over and over again. What were you saying? Can you just say it?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And there are many temples in India, several hundreds in fact, that consider it so important to have this as an ambient sound in the temple atmosphere, in the temple environs and courtyard, that they've sponsored the chanting 24/7 for over 500 years. And so there might be a young fellow chanting with his friends, taking the 8 a.m. to noon shift every day, and maybe 500 years ago his great-great-great-grandfather was doing the same thing. And another nice thing about having so few words in this kind of a form is that you can adopt any melody you want. One of our members has several music degrees from BYU, and he wrote a book called 108 Melodies of Chanting Hare Krishna. Doesn't do us any good because we can't read music, but it's nice to have it sitting over there on the windowsill.
And so how many people at a time do you get here in the temple chanting?
For local holidays like Thanksgiving and Christmas, we get anywhere between 20 and 40, and we sponsor a potluck vegetarian dinner. It's an option for people that don't want to involve flesh on a holy day like this. And so we have tofu turkey at Thanksgiving. We'll have a ham substitute at Christmas, and then all the other trappings. But when we have our own festivals, such as the Festival of Colors or the Festival of India, the Festival of Lights, there are anywhere between 1,500 and 25,000 people that come. People ask us, you know, where do all these people come from? They're thinking that, you know, Hare Krishnas come from other states, and yet nothing could be further from the truth. We don't get any Hare Krishnas from other states. They're all BYU students that come to the festivals.
Well, that's just because there's so many similarities, I'm sure, with just the different experiences culturally and religiously, probably.
We have four regular principles that our clerics follow, and then the LDS community has three regular principles. And we share the three, and then the fourth is one additional one for us. The three that we share are no illicit sex. That means if you're single, you're celibate. If you're married, you're faithful. No gambling and no intoxication, including coffee, tea, and cigarettes. And then the fourth one, the additional one, is no meat eating. And, of course, Brigham Young, he said, eat meat sparingly only in times of excessive cold and famine. And his brother Hiram Smith said, only to save your life should you kill and eat an animal.
Is there any special significance to the karatals and the drums and the harmonium?
The focus is on the words. In fact, if you eliminate all the instruments and just chanted Hare Krishna, or even if you didn't have a good lead singer, but you had someone that sang not very well by conventional standards, but they had devotion in their heart, that would even be preferable to hear the mantra badly sung by someone who has a lot of devotion than to hear it professionally sung with all kinds of instrumentation and choreography by people who have no devotion. Devotion is the key, and the word for that in Sanskrit is bhakti. There are many types of yoga. There's Hatha yoga, Raja yoga, Dhyana yoga. The particular type of yoga that we follow is bhakti, and that translates to mean the yoga of love and devotion.
All right, Charu, let's take a break. You're listening to Cultural Connections on KSO News Radio.
Little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet, eating her curds and whey. Along came a burglar who broke into her home and ransacked the place, making off with several valuable tuffets. Fortunately, Geico had recently helped her with homeowner's insurance. She got full replacement on her tuffets. The burglar was later captured when he was spotted with whey on his face. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on homeowner's insurance. Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're gonna have to trust me on this one.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. To get a free rate quote, visit geico.com, then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
This holiday season, let Inkley's turn one gift into two and take up to an additional $100 off any camera. That's right. With any camera purchase and RitzFix Network membership, you can take up to $100 even off their sale prices. Plus, you get a year's worth of print and imaging products like photo books, calendars, and enlargements to go with that new camera. With your RitzPix Network membership, a 12-megapixel Sony digital camera is just $25, or the Fuji 14-megapixel camera is free. And take an additional $75 off their lowest sell prices on any Nikon or Sony DSLR with your RitzPix membership. And all cameras include free photo glasses, a free 1-hour 8.5x11 photo book, and free digital prints. At Inkley's, you'll also find Nikon and Sony zoom lenses from $99, Sony TVs, e-readers, Android tablets and smartphones from Verizon with your first month's bill paid and free phone picks for 2 years. All on sale. All at Inkley's.
In June 2008, we bought 167 homes directly from Fannie Mae at an 85% discount. Since then, we've helped 242 families take advantage of the same opportunity. Today, we're seeing discounts as high as 95%, and it's coming to an end. Hi, this is Chris Crum with REIC. Ask yourself this. Did you give yourself a chance to buy real estate at the highest discounts since the Great Depression? If the answer is no, call now to find out how we paid $5,462 for a home that 2 years ago was bought for $114,000, or how we paid $6,200 for a home that sold 2 years ago for $120,000. You heard right, $6,200 for a beautiful 4-bed, 2-bath home. Call now and we'll send you a free copy of our new DVD, The Ultimate Investment Experience. And you can see for yourself the new buzz in real estate investing. Call now, 1-800-763-9008 for your free DVD. That's 800-763-9008, 800-763-9008, or go online at reicfreedvd.com. That's reicfreedvd.com to order today.
Accidents don't just happen from 9 to 5. You have questions about your injury case right now. You want legal counsel you can trust, and you want to speak with an actual attorney. When you call the advocates at Driggs, Bills, and Day, you get answers. You'll have an attorney on the phone within seconds, not a paralegal or a gatekeeper. This very minute, an actual attorney is waiting to assist you with your injury case. Call the advocates at 355-5550, and your call will be forwarded to an attorney's cell phone. Don't wait till, quote, regular business hours. Get resolution this minute. You may be wondering right now if the fight with insurance is worth it. Do I even have a case? What are my rights? Test us. You'll be speaking to one of the state's most proficient attorneys within seconds. Remember, with the advocates, you never pay anything up front. No exceptions. So if you've been hurt, call the advocates. We're available 24/7 in Salt Lake, Provo, and Ogden. Or we'll come to you. Call 801-355-5550. That's 801-355-5550. Or chat online at UtahAdvocates.com. There are lots of lawyers. You deserve an advocate.
Shane Company eliminates gift-giving guesswork this Christmas with our exciting new collection of necklaces, earrings, and bracelets made of fine sterling silver. Our huge selection ranges from under $100 to $500. To create this collection, we collaborated with the best jewelry designers in Italy and Spain. These fashion-forward designs are available only in our stores or at Shaneco.com. When you see and feel the quality of these pieces, you'll know you're getting a tremendous value for your money. You won't find jewelry with these hot styles, which you'll love to wear anywhere else. For less than $100, you'll make your friends envious this Christmas with a gift of sterling silver jewelry from Shane Company.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, Shane Company, at the corner of State Street and 7200 South. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday till 5, close Sundays. Online at ShaneCo.com.
There's no need to suffer from the pain or embarrassment of varicose veins.
I was really happy with my experience at Intermountain Vein Center. They treated me well. It was a real success.
My varicose veins hindered everything that I did with my kids. I was either embarrassed to wear shorts or the pain hurt so much that I never was really very active the last few years with my kids.
The doctors at Intermountain Vein Center are recognized as the leaders for patient care and treatment. Ask your doctor, and he'll tell you there's really only one place you should go for treatment.
I made an appointment for a consultation. I was a little bit nervous when I went in, and they just put me right at ease. It was over before I knew it, the whole procedure.
Call 801-379-6700 and ask about our complimentary evaluation. That's 801-379-6700.
Intermountain Vein Center is an awesome place. I feel like I honestly have my life back.
Intermountain Vein Center. Your healing starts today.
Political and cultural issues impact Utah's growing minority populations in very different ways. Hear more about it. This is KSL's Cultural Connections on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back to Cultural Connections. We are here at the Krishna Temple in Spanish Fork, Utah, and we have been talking about Krishna, the Krishna devotees, Krishna community here in Utah, and we are here with Charu Das, one of the co-founders of the temple, you and your wife, Vi.
We came there in 1982, and this present temple opened in 2001.
And this is our final segment, and I'd really like to get back to the music. What is so significant about the music for Krishna devotees?
The foundational belief is that God and his name are absolute. On the relative platform, the name of something and the entity itself are different. If I say water, 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 I'll still be thirsty, because the name water and the substance are different. But on the absolute platform, any bona fide name of God is considered non-different from God. And so aside from the fraternity, aside from the sense of community, aside from music, aside from the fun, it's a way of directly associating with God. And so it's a key practice of the Krishna community. And in fact, even if you look at the Bible, it says chant the names of God in the firmament, chant them in the heavens, chant them when you're happy, chant them when you're sad, and chant them with drums and hand cymbals and lute and lyre. And that's not from our scriptures, that's from the Bible. But someone who sees us chanting might think that we're, you know, taking that advice, and yet we're following the scriptures of India.
And what have you noticed with the people in this community? What have they said about the music and the chanting?
There are a lot of anomalies in modern day society because people don't have a connection and they don't have association with God, and the government spends tens and tens of billions of dollars to stop substance abuse and drug abuse and alcoholism. And yet, if anyone seriously takes up the practice of associating with God through his holy name, they'll be able to give up all bad habits within a matter of weeks. Save a lot of money, too.
Save a lot of money and probably save a lot of lives.
Absolutely.
Have you seen people come to the temple saying, I want to change my life, and then you and your wife and the other Krishna community have helped?
I think everyone would like to change their life, and it's like if you have a disease and the doctor offers you some medicine, and you take the medicine, you take it according to the instructions on the bottle, you'll get relief from your disease condition. So the simple prescription for curing all kinds of ailments in this particular age is just chanting the names of God. Krishna is one name of God, but every culture has their own names of God. And if simply you'll have that rolling off the tip of your tongue, you'll feel a profound sort of a satisfaction that you won't get from anything else.
And so coming up here for Christmas, just give us a little idea of what happens here at the temple for Christmas.
We give a talk. I'm not sure it's on Christmas Day or the Sunday following, but Krishna and Christ, making the comparisons and the similarities. And we have a potluck, a dinner where people cook at home vegetarian food. We also cook a number of things here. And it's a meatless diet because we don't want to celebrate a holy day at the expense of the life and the shedding of blood of another one of our brothers in the kingdom of God. And we have an Arctic ceremony where we offer back to the Lord beautiful things of his creation. the whole idea of any sort of holiday is it's not really about us. It's not about sitting down and stuffing yourself at Thanksgiving or Christmas, but it's about thanking God for all the blessings that he's given us and recognizing that throughout the world, most people don't enjoy blessings to the level that we do. And then realizing that the reason we have extra blessings is that we need to be a blessing to other people. We can't take it with us. And so let us be rich in deeds and not concentrate so much on being rich in terms of monetary criterion.
All right, well, introduce us to the blessing of this music piece that's coming up.
As we said before, you can use almost any tune to the mantra. There are traditional Indian tunes. This one is what I call the Gypsy Tune.
And we have, once again, Sri Hanuman Das on the harmonium, Wendy Kilpack on the karatals, and Charu Das on the drums.
Hare Krishna.
From Recreation Outlet. And Tom, I understand you are loaded with great stuff.
Hey, good to talk to you as well. And boy, you are right. We are loaded with gear. This is the time of year when a lot of people are buying gifts